SBS Radio.
Ang mga miyembro ng pamilya at mga politiko ay nagtipon sa isang pag-alala ng Estado upang magbigay pagkilala sa icon ng Labor, Bob Hawke. Ang serbisyo ay pinarangalan ng pinakamahabang naglingkod na punong ministro ng ALP na pumanaw noong nakarang buwan sa gulang na 89. Sa tampok na ulat ni Matt Connellan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang mga pinakakilalang mga tao sa politika ng Australia sa nakalipas sa 30 taon ay nagkaisa sa pagbibigay pugay sa 23 punong ministro ng Australia na si Bob Hawke. Ang 5 dating punong ministro, Paul Keating, John Howard, Kevin Rudd, Tony Abbott at Malcolm Turnbull ay sinamahan ng kasalukuyang punong ministro Scott Morrison. Sinabi niya sa pagtitipon na ang dekada 80 ng Australia ay laging kikilalanin bilang ang Hawke era. Sinabi na ito ay isang mayamang pamana para sa mga Australiano.
But grand accomplishments are not the worth or measure of a human being. Rather, a life is measured by its love. Love given and love returned. We thank Bob Hawke for loving Australia and loving Australians with every fibre of his being, with every measure of his enormous enthusiasm, with every meed of his great intellect, with every laugh, every tribute, every tear, and every moment of his great devotion.
Binalikan naman ng leader ng Labor, Anthony Albanese, ang tanyag na likas na katangian na Larrikin na maraming Australiano ang nakaugnay.
If ever there was a man who could appeal to our better angels, it was Bob. Do you know why I have credibility, he once asked? Because I don't exude morality. Yet, when he was up against those forces of division, his moral compass did not waver.
Ngunit si Bob Hawke ay malinaw na may malalim na pagpapahalaga sa kahalagahan ng kanyang trabaho sa buhay ng mga tao na kanyang pinamunuan, tulad ng paglalarawan ng isang dating leader ng Labor at ngayon gobernador ng Western Australia, Kim Beazley.
In all this, Bob never forgot who he was fighting for. He once said, "The essence of power is the knowledge that what you do is going to have an effect, not just immediate, but perhaps lifelong effect, on the happiness and well-being of millions of people. So I think, the essence of power is to be conscious of what it can mean for others."
Ang dating pinuno ng ACTU, Bill Kelty, ay nagtrabaho kasama si Bob Hawke sa buong taon ng Accord, ngunit nagsabi na ang pamana ni Ginoong Hawke ay malawak.
"When confronted with a political pressure to make a step backwards following the result and implications of his decision to allow 40,000 Chinese to stay in this country following Tiananmen Square, Bob didn't take a step back. He didn't take 2 step backs, but he took 2 step forwards. And it wasn't for a cheap political ploy. It wasn't for a political game. As he said, it was to put the knife into policy, was stain this country, the White Australia policy."
Ang treasurer at ang kahalili ni Bob Hawke bilang punong ministro na si Paul Keating ay naalala ang pabago-bagong kalikasan ng kanilang samahan.
"Bob and I would have private skirmishes over this policy or that, even criticize one another to immediate staff, often heavy criticisms. But by instinct and a very large dollop of friendship, we always remained welded to the same objective, a point even the closest of our staff sometimes fail to comprehend. I'm not sure they knew how stuck together we were. Through the ups and downs, each of us knew the other would remain faithful to the obsession. In the end, it was trust that held Bob and me together."
Ang panganay naman na anak ni Bob Hawke na si Sue Peters Hawke ay nagbigay ng buod ng kanyang nakikita bilang kontribusyon ng kanyang ama.
With a deep love for people and an unshakable commitment to the realisation of a fairer and more just world. And that, I believe, is Dad's foundational legacy. His belief that we can always, whoever and wherever we are, work towards a better world for all in our own corners. This was the vision he joyfully embraced in life and the challenge he leaves us.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.